SF 90.1 FM wishes you a bright winter solstice.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a great holiday season.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM, with a campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded Catsey, Kwikwetlem, and Stola First Nations lands, and here at Typically Tuesdays we recognize the local First Nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands. With gratitude and humility, we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and it is that time of year. You know what time of year I'm talking about. The days are getting colder. You know, it's getting chillier. We're seeing the sun less. Everyone's getting into that mood, that dreary, fatigued mood. It's seasonal affective disorder season. And let me tell you, seasonal affective disorder is effectively disordering me. I am not doing great in the brain and in the body, and I'm sure that you might be as well. In essence, this is not an educational episode about seasonal affective disorder, commonly known aptly as SAD. Rather, let's just hold space for each other. Let's just hold space for each other and acknowledge that, yeah, seasonal affective disorder is difficult to go through. And we gotta go through it at least once a year if we live in the northern hemisphere, away from, especially if we are far away from the equator. Haha, yay. Days are getting longer. The sun is not coming out to play. And that is the show today. This episode of Typically Tuesdays, the playlist, what we got going on with the playlist? You can tell I'm just like so out of it. It's a lot of indie. We got a lot of indie pop, got a lot of indie rock. It's all just independent. Well, I don't really know if it's actually independent, but it's all just like that indie sound, you know? We've got some Black Belt Eagle Scout coming up. We've got some Hana Jadagu. We have J-Sum. We've got Pool Blood. We've got new Deanna Petcuff coming on later this hour. But speaking of new, here is Fresh Hot Off the Press by Leith, To Hell With You. Enjoy.
Got the devil in your eyes, and you're temperamental like a child. You don't even realize how annoying you can be. You're worse than me, and you said, don't follow me, darling, but we both know write home that you miss me as you're searching for yourself.
Take the long way if you say so.
to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard Not the Name You Say by Hannah Georges. Before that, you heard Potato Ketchup Chips by Mata Waihi and Black Belt Eagle Scout. My name is Leslie, and it is seasonal affective disorder season, which is always a fun time. It's always a good old time. It doesn't make me upset at all. If you don't know what seasonal affective disorder is, I'm going to tell you in case you don't know what it is. So its acronym is aptly put, SAD, S-A-D. According to the Canadian Mental Health Association, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a kind of depression that appears at certain times of the year. It usually begins in the fall when the days get shorter and lasts through the winter. SAD doesn't only happen in the colder months, though. A less common form of SAD affects people in the summer months and usually starts in the spring. It isn't really clear what causes SAD, but it's thought that winter SAD may be caused by lack of sunlight. This may not be the whole answer, as it also runs in families. 13 to 17% of people who develop SAD have an immediate family member with the disorder. Well, that's fun. It can affect your sleep. It can affect your level of motivation. It can affect your mood. It can affect your interest in the things that you typically hold interest in. Women are more likely to SAD than men. Of course, that is not to say that SAD does not affect men. But also, you are more at risk of developing SAD when you are as you age. So that's fun. Typically, people who live kind of like in the parts of the world that don't see a lot of sun throughout the year, and particularly like during winter and fall, those folks are more likely to develop it. So we live in Vancouver. It rains 12 months out of 12. Yep. Yeah. We're really feeling it. I remember my first time hearing about seasonal affective disorder. It was my first year in university. And I had approached my doctor at the time, my university doctor at the time, and I was like, I don't know what's happening, but I just feel like so awful. I feel so awful. And she introduced this idea to me. And I didn't know then, but it turns out that I am just SAD throughout most of the year anyways. But during these couple of months in fall and winter, it really hits a little bit harder. It is a wonder how anybody could actually get into the holiday spirit. The so-called holiday spirit anyways, full of joy and harmony and ha-ha laughter and ho-ho-ha-ha, ho-ho-ha-ha-ha-ha reindeer and such like that. Because, I mean, look at the outside. Look at the outside. Does it really seem poppin' out there? I don't know. Not all the time. Sometimes it's just really gross and sad. I also remember a lot of like my childhood, the weather during my childhood, essentially. And I think it would make a lot of sense for me having lived in the Lower Mainland unceded Coast Salish territories for so long, because I remember like reading this manga when I was little called Dream Saga. It's like the shoujo manga about a young girl whose world is like becoming enshrouded in darkness, and she has to, like, essentially, like, bring the dreams back to the world or something like that. Classic shoujo manga plot. She becomes a magical girl and stuff. But part of the plot of part of the story, of course, is that like they haven't seen the sun in like weeks. They have not, like, the group of kids in the story have not seen the sun in weeks. It's just all clouds all day, super dark, almost as though it was nighttime. I was in grade 5 when I first read the story, and I remember really vividly thinking to myself, like, that is literally what it feels like to live in Vancouver for most of the year. It's just always raining. No wonder. Do you think, I mean, I don't know, maybe the kids in Dream Saga actually had sad as well. Maybe. Even though they definitely lived in Japan. And I think there are some parts in Japan that see actually quite a bit of sun. But, I mean, I don't know. They could be affected disorderly by the seasons. Should try to revisit Dream Saga, I think. Let's go into more music. Speaking of dreams and saga-ing, this is Hana Jadagu, another Hana, with Dreaming off of her latest album, Aperture. Get into it.
It's Sunday, you're walking down 10th Street, but with her, just how it was with me. I
Angels by Rachel Chinariri here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Been talking about seasonal affective disorder. I just feel like it's I feel like the West, like North America, has really decided to organize its corporate calendar in such a horrible way. Because you really have to think about it, right? Like, it is seasonal affective disorder season, and we are apparently supposed to be celebrating Christmas and the other, like, main capitalist holidays of the year during usually this time, right? Like, Halloween, we've got Thanksgiving, we've got Christmas, obviously, we got Valentine's Day. Sometimes our Easters are not very, like, they're not very sunny. It's like, can we get our minds into gear, please? This is why people are getting burnt out, and capitalism is going to fold in on itself. Yeah, that's the reason why. That's the reason why. It's not because of the exploitation. It's because of how poorly North America has organized its corporate calendar. You think about it in this way as well. Additionally to this thought, right? North America has organized its corporate calendar in such a horrible way because we are still expected to work during seasonal affective disorder season. However, we are tired, we're fatigued, we're not in the mood to do it,